I want to tell you today about a travel company with a difference, and one that we are certainly bound to be hearing more about in future. It's called Space Adventures, and was founded by Eric Anderson. Eric is only 28 years old, but he already has a successful and rapidly growing business to his name. The company offers the person in the street, albeit the wealthy person in the street, the chance to experience what it is like to be an astronaut. The trips on offer involve a 3-day tour. On the first day, tourists fly to Moscow, where they spend the day sightseeing, meeting their fellow travelers, and having their first pre-flight briefing. On the following day, they transfer to Star City, the center of the Russian space program. After further briefings, it is time for the flight. Tourists are given the opportunity to experience weightless flight in space in a Russian Ilyushin 76 aircraft for 2 hours. Later that day, travelers return to their luxury hotel in Moscow. They spend the next day doing more sightseeing in Russia's capital before returning home. The company is anxious to reassure potential clients that the Russian aircraft used is much safer than the shuttle because it has an escape system available at all points in the flight, whereas the shuttle only has an escape system after the solid parts have fallen off. All travelers are given pre-flight advice about how to avoid travel sickness and are recommended what medication to take to avoid feeling ill as the aircraft performs a series of maneuvers in space. Once they are safely back on the ground at the end of what is an extremely memorable experience, all the space tourists are given a video record of their flight. There is also a special ceremony in which they are awarded a certificate testifying to the fact that they have been up in space. Concerns have been expressed about the fact that fuel is wasted on purely leisure trips like these, and that this may increase environmental problems like the hole in the ozone layer and the creation of greenhouse gases. However, Eric Anderson is quick to point out that the best rocket fuel is oxygen combined with hydrogen, which, when combusted, makes the familiar and environmentally safe compound called water. He insists that the only environmental problem is noise, but the impact of this can be minimized by putting the vehicles in places where there are not many people. If you are interested in finding out more about these tours, and would perhaps even like to experience a space flight yourself, go to the company's website at www.spaceadventures.com.
That is the end of part 2.